Bart. Dave, we want steering forward off.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And Dave and Jim, as you drive away there, I was a little hasty on my time call. Mickey's big hand was actually over his head. And we're running about 30 minutes down now, but we're still looking good.
Okay, we're moving out again at about 7-8 clicks, heading 180. Head up to we want about a 225. Yeah. If we could just find we drive along, there's several craters, 3 to 5 meters in diameter. There's one out at, rather large one out at 1 o'clock to us now. We have a heading of 215. It looks fairly recent. There are a lot of angular blocks on the rim of it.
Jim, let me interrupt a second here. Can you confirm that your DAC is stopped?
That what is stopped?
The 16-millimeter camera.
Yes, it is stopped.
Thank you.
Okay, Joe, we're careful. You know what I mean? Boy, that's a nice fresh one. There's the answer to the gosh, bump. Sure hate to go by that one.
Of course, if we don't find a better crater, that might be a better one to come by, you know?
Yeah.
We'll find a fresher one?
Yeah, that's the freshest we've seen. It's a great one.
What approximate size, Dave?
Another fresh one over there at about 11 o'clock. Catch about 20-25 meters across, and it looks like it excavated the bedrock. It had a very blocky ejecta blanket, blocky rims, and ejecta blanket was about halfway out, blocks on the order of about a foot and a half at the largest, and some angular, some quite angular.
And there's glass at the bottom of that one.
Yeah, there sure is.
Yeah, we're starting a slight upslope now.
Roger.
As we approach the front. And what a beautiful view looking up that slope.
Isn't that, and you can see the linum. It's coming
yeah.
across there, can't you? Going from, let's see, it's got to be northeast to southwest. Huh? Okay, let's pick a, let's just head up the slope here. It'd be great if we could get up to that rather large, I don't think that's too far away, Dave.
I do too.
And this is getting, look at these here. Deep.
But there's not much fresh ejecta around them.
Nope. Man, steep slopes, that must be 30 degrees on the side of a little old crater that could be more than 10 meters across. We're heading for St. George, I think.
Yeah.
There are some blocks now that look like they're a foot, angular blocks. They're seem like they're on the surface, Dave. Look over there at 11:30.
Yeah, they are. Most of them have been buried at this time, and those seem like they're right on the surface.
Yeah, they're right on the surface for some reason.
Oh, that antenna fell down.
Okay, Joe, we're going uphill pretty good.
Roger, Dave, copy. Your updated range at station 2 is about 3.9 clicks. And if you'll park down sun, we'll give you a nav update when you climb back on.
All righty. Hey, we're reading 3.8 right now.
Must be getting close.
Don't you? That light, the light-colored one out there?
Yes, sir.
That'd be a good one.
But it looks awful rough up there, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's probably farther away, Dave, than we
yeah.
should go.
Well, we'll just keep pushing along here.
There's a large block, looks like about a 5-footer out at 1 o'clock.
Angular
block.
Yeah, you're right. Why don't we go there? We're in tow, we're going uphill.
Yeah, speed's dropped down to 7 clicks. Yeah, we just go straight over that big one.
Yeah, sure, we'll do.
Sounds good to us. Any place that looks good to the two of you?
Looks fairly.
Okay, we're going to a big block here, Joe. It's one we just can't afford to miss. Wanted us to look at a big block. We're going to go look at a big block. It's the only big block I see anywhere.
Yeah.
Hey, we can get to that freshman tip, Jim.
Hang on. Hang on. Take it in.
Okay, move in, Jeff. You can get off. You can try and get off.